called by Bad Axe as they want to discuss this fourth and upcoming 3 yards to go with 3:13 left in the game. We'll stick with you on this timeout as obviously the coaching staff for Bad Axe trying to scheme something up here and give a little recovery time for Morneau on that lower body injury.
That's the big thing. They want to give Tommy Morneau a breather, check in with their star senior quarterback, make sure he's okay to continue in this game. And in the meantime, they got to come up with a series of plays. It's, fourth down, Clark? Is that right?
Fourth down, three.
So they're coming up with a play here to get him a first down. Obviously, the game plan in some way, shape, or form is going to involve Tommy Morneau. So he's got to be thinking clearly, got to check on his health. If not, they're going to have to come up with an option of getting the ball out of his hands quickly. And if that does happen, it won't be a handoff. It'll be a screen pass or a dump pass off to one of his wide receivers, and it'll happen quickly.
They're going to send Martin Messing, Bailey Iden, and Buddy McLeod to the left. They have Jack Thompson to the right. Morneau in the pistol has John Messing to his right. Ubling showing a lip. Now Messing moves to his left. And Morneau's going to keep it, and he pitches it to the left, and he comes down on the floor, on the ground, and it's going to be John Messing had his knee down when he brought it in, and it's going to be a turnover of downs at the 39-yard line. Ubley's offense back on the field with 3:07 left in the fourth.
With Morneau just coming off the field limping a little bit, I don't think running the read option with your banged-up quarterback is the right play there on fourth and three. I think the screen pass would have been a better option. But needless to say, the Bearcats make excellent pursuit on the play, force Morneau to pitch the ball sooner than he wanted to. It's a disaster for the Hatchets on fourth down. The Bearcats take over with 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
They're at their own 40-yard line. First and 10, about 3 minutes left in this ball game. It's a handoff, going to keep it on the ground the rest of the game here. Brought down by Ben McVeigh after a 6-yard gain from number 20, Derek Rau.
Yeah, Ben McVeigh, a sophomore, getting a chance to get into this game, replaces senior quarterback Tommy Morneau for probably the rest of this game.
Second down, 4 yards to go, 2:38 left in regulation. I'll be milking this clock for all of its worth. T formation, right under center for the Bearcats at their own 47-yard line, and we have a motion on the offensive side of things, and it's going to be Disco Knight push Ubley back 5 yards. Clock stops momentarily with 2:27 left. It's 40-28 Ubley by 12 points. We were seeing a 6-point ball game just a moment ago before Ubley struck back.
That's right, Clark. A Jeffrey Wright touchdown run extended this game back to a 2-touchdown lead. The Bearcats second and 9 now after the 5-yard false start penalty.
T formation, second and 8 to go. And it's going to be a handoff to Derek Brown right through the B gap, and he gets out to about the 45-yard line for a 4-yard gain. 5 yards to go, brought down by number 71, Aaron Volk. 5 yards to go on a third down, less than 2 to play. In the fourth quarter, Ubley with the ball and a 12-point lead.
Yeah, Aaron Volk, a junior, 6'2", buck 65, just checked into this game and instantly gets in on the action.
Sandusky final score over KPAC, 56-0. Chase Tucker ends up with 22 rushing touchdowns on the season. That's a new school record. T formation for the Bearcats. And it's a quarterback keeper around the right end. Wright has the first down and runs out of bounds in Bad Axe territory at the 47-yard line. It's an 8-yard pickup. First and 10, new set of downs for the Bearcats. Minute 18 left.
That'll bring out the victory formation now for the Bearcats. Jeffrey Wright did not want to go out of bounds, but getting the first down was more important. They now have 4 fresh downs, but just a minute 18 to run off the clock.
Bearcats coming up to the line. 3 men in the backfield. Wright is still under center. And the clock stopped with a minute 18. There's the snap, and it's going to be a handoff to Roman Welton. He gets nowhere fast. Stopped by, you guessed it, Ryan Hileski, who keeps tacking on more tackles. And it's now a loss of a yard, in fact. So Hileski will get a credit for a tackle for a loss. Second down, 11 yards to go. Less than a minute to play. Aubley leading 40-28 over Bad Axe.
That's a lot of tackles for Hileski. That's got to be at least 13, if not 14.
That is 14 tackles, including one the tackle for a loss for Hileski. That ties Morneau with 14 as well. Second down, 11 to go, 35 seconds left. This should be the last play, and it's a handoff to Derek Brown right through the middle, across the 45, down to the 43-yard line. That is a gain of 5 yards, maybe 4 yards. Third down, 6 to go. As we have less than 20 seconds to play, and Ubley comes off the field. And that is going to be our last play from regulation as the Ubley Bearcats hang on in week number 9 and seals the victory for their 7th victory on the season. Final score from Bad Axe, Ubley 40, Bad Axe 28 on the WLEW Sports Network. We'll be back in 3 minutes with your post-game show right after this on the WLEW Sports Network.
Hey, folks, RJ McGarrah, Internet Sales Manager at More Motor Sales in Carroll here. Check out our webpage at www.themoreautogroup.com for these hot deals. We have a 2015 Dodge Journey SE dealer demo with less than 3,000 miles for only $18,997. How about our 2015 Lincoln Navigator? This is a dealer demo unit, so along with great savings, we can offer you 0% for 72 months and $2,000 in owner loyalty cash. You'll get these great deals and more at www.themoreautogroup.com.
Whether you're out of town, on the road, or just want to save a trip to the bank, North Star Bank's mobile deposit is the solution for you.
Hi, this is Marie Stafford, Assistant Branch Manager at North Star Bank's FedEx office. You can now deposit paper checks directly into your account, anywhere, anytime with North Star Bank's mobile deposit. Mobile deposit is secure, easy to use, and convenient. Just tap, snap, and deposit checks directly into your eligible account using your smartphone and our mobile banking app. Just take a photo of the front and back of your check and submit. It's that easy. You'll receive confirmation on your device and by email for each successful deposit. So check into North Star Bank's mobile deposit feature today.
Mobile banking is available to online banking customers. Check with your wireless carrier for fees that may apply. Visit North Star Bank or go online at www.northstaratthome.com. Member FDIC.
Do you remember paying that expensive heating bill last winter? Don't get sacked in the backfield. Hand off that high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Hi, this is Dave Crotchin. A water furnace geothermal heat pump can save you up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. Use that free renewable energy in your own backyard with a water furnace geothermal heat pump. See how much you can save by visiting waterfurnace.com/switch to try our free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Do you have questions about your retirement? As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, the Regantine Lukowski Law Group can help with the exclusive Confident Retirement approach that can help define a clear roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Lynn Regantine, Bill Lukowski, or Scott Long today at 810-376-4710. Office is located at 3473 Main Street in Decker, with a second location at 33 South Elk Street in Sandusky, Michigan.
The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial result. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, a registered investment advisor.
Final score from Bad Axe, Michigan. The Ubley Bearcats hang on for their 7th victory of the season, concluding the regular season on the WLW Sports Network with a score of Ubley 40, Bad Axe 28. As we saw, kind of a wild second half. It was a low-scoring first half, and both teams' offensive teams came in full force in that second half. And Dave Hansen, why don't you tell us how we got there?
Well, at the half, Ubley led 20-8. Not more changes after that. Jeffrey